The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to walk out your faith in every place you live and work. You'll be introduced to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry, giving you the tools needed to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber. Now, here's your host, Mike Gillen.
Welcome back to The Shepherd at Work, heard every week at this time. What a privilege it was for me to have Eric Floyd in the studio, and the entire program that I was able to record with Eric will be aired on my show this coming Monday. But on this program today, The Shepherd at Work, we are going to be talking about the upcoming event that takes place next Thursday, Friday, and part of it continuing into Saturday. It's the Business Expo from the U.S. Christian Chamber. And so Eric has been the program director for this big event, and he came into the studio. We talked about that, and the president of the chamber, of the U.S. Christian Chamber, which is Crystal Parker.
Crystal Parker, currently the president of the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, but of course she was the president of the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
She handed off that torch to Briston and Latondra Heaven because she felt the Lord was prompting her heart, hey, this local Christian chamber, I want that on a national level.
Yeah.
Right. And so we've seen so much growth with that. We have the Northeast Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce, the West Ohio Christian Chamber of Commerce, all part of the coalition. And you know, Mike, I've had several conversations over the past 4 months as we're preparing for this conference. People from Dallas, people from Minnesota, people from California, they're like, we're hearing about you. How do we get something like this started in our city? And I just want to say this too, because I just think it's cool how God moves. There's a Las Vegas Christian Chamber of Commerce, and they are going to be represented at our conference and expo. So Las Vegas is even going to be in the house, man.
They're not bringing slot machines or anything like that. No. I'm just joking.
It's so funny.
That is, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, when you think about all of the different communities that have been aware now of what's going on in Central Florida, I didn't know there was such a thing until I moved back in 2019, and I was invited actually to come to this meeting, and they said, this is a great place to meet a lot of people and kind of, well, for us and for the Shepherd and for me personally with all the contacts that, you know, I needed to make, it was a perfect launching pad. I mean, it's just been from day one a winner. So all of these other communities see this going on.
Yep.
And it's like, why not us?
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
Well, I can't tell you how many calls I field, and they're like, we never knew something like this even existed. And you were saying about like when you went into the chamber, you were meeting people. And I think I tell people who aren't familiar with the U.S. Christian Chamber, or the Central Florida Christian Chamber, and they come in, I always like to say, you know, you look at a regular chamber of commerce, very transactional, very sales orientated.
Yeah.
But really, in the Christian chamber, it's all about souls over sales. And I'm not saying there's not interest in networking, forming partnerships, collaboration, things of that nature, but there is a genuine concern for each other's business. And I was just talking to a gentleman on this morning who was interested in becoming a member of the chamber. And I was saying it's referrals too, because let's say somebody comes to you and they say, hey, you know, I'm looking for this product or service. And you can say, you know what, this isn't really my vein, but I know somebody. I know somebody who can fulfill this need you
Absolutely.
Have, and you can keep that in the body. And so a big part of it is referrals too. Maybe somebody comes to you and they're just like, hey, I have a need. I'm like, I can't fill that, but boy, I know somebody who does.
And you know, the neat thing about this, it's like you said, the word transactional is the way most chambers operate. And you know, that's understandable. If you have a chamber of commerce and the role and the goal and the purpose for that thing is to grow the business community, that's understandable. And they need to be about business and the bottom line. And of course, we all know it that means money for the typical chamber is going to be trying to make more money for its members and getting its members to offer services to other members. That's all understandable. What I love about and what makes this chamber so different, it's not that they don't have any emphasis on what all of that is, but it's not the primary. The emphasis is building kingdom.
Right.
Building community, then building business. So, I mean, that's really a different, let's say, front door approach.
Absolutely. In the chamber, we like to talk about BAM, like business as mission, okay? And of course, like we like to say, money is to business like breathing is to life. You have to breathe in order to live, but breathing is not the purpose of life. It's the same thing with money as is to business. Without money, your business dries up, but it's not really, at the end of the day, that primary purpose, because when you're dead and all those things, you can't bring all those things with you. So right. It's just like your business as your mission. And there's so many Christian business here locally and also now on a national level that are coming together at the conference that it's just like, you know what? Business's mission, it's just like, yes, we have to make money to stay alive, but we're using our business and in collaboration with other businesses to further the kingdom of God. We really believe God's next great move is going to be through the marketplace in this country, because when Christian businesses infiltrate communities, communities get stronger, man.
You know, the marketplace ministry, now that is another term that became very familiar to me when we moved back here, because it was new to me, number one, the concept. I don't know that I'd ever heard those two words kind of pieced together quite like that. But the idea of being a Christian who's in business as opposed to a Christian business. And I think that that's the big thing. A lot of people have thought you'd have to have a Christian business. But, you know, when every person who's in business, who's a believer, realizes that this is where God wants me. It's not like, boy, in order for me to be doing the kingdom work in my lifetime, I need to somehow sell my business and become a pastor or become a missionary or do some ministry work, you know, in the soup kitchen or whatever. All of those are wonderful things. And if you're called to be a pastor, then you should do that. But most people are going to be called to work in a job. So whether you're a plumber or whether you're an electrician or a sales executive making sales for a restaurant chain or whatever, you can do that for the glory and to the glory of God and bring Him glory and really bless others with your work.
Yeah, I was just at a Fellowship Friday meeting this morning, and the gentleman who was hosting it, his name is Bernie. And it's so funny, he's creating an event and it's for gamers, and it's for gamers who are Christians and those content creators who are Christians and who just want to celebrate Jesus. And we were talking after the breakfast this morning, and I was saying, God needs His people anywhere. I mean, this is really a unique vein He's operating in gamers. I'm talking video games. But he goes, there's so many video game and content create people out there, and they're Christians. And so he's organizing a conference with those types of people. But it's just, it goes to show you that everybody has a circle of influence, and God needs His people anywhere. But that's just a very unique example.
You know, that idea of a circle of influence, I heard that years ago. In fact, a teaching, it was in the context of evangelism. And the idea was, and it looked very much like a spider web. And they have this thing called, it's in the Greek, it's called oikos. And basically what it means is just like a spider web has all the different angles that goes out from it, you know, from a concentric little circle in the middle, and then it goes out in all of these different directions. We all have in our lives kind of like that web of influence. Yeah. And then a business has that as well. And that's the beautiful thing when you have a group of people that come together in a chamber like what is happening here in Orlando, and all of them are working for the same purpose, with the same heart, with the same mind. It is an incredible thing to see how many people can be reached.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another big part of the conference. And what we're saying about the conference is it's finally happening, right? It's not just a local gathering, but we're talking a national gathering of Christian businesses, Christian business people coming together, celebrating what God is doing in their business, forming partnerships and collaborating. And that collaboration, yes, it strengthens both businesses that are in that partnership, but more importantly, it furthers the kingdom of God, and it strengthens the community that those businesses reside in, man.
Yeah, well, it's here this coming Thursday. It kicks off bright and early, I might add, 7 a.m. for the, I guess it's like the ribbon cutting of the conference. And that's going to be done by the Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings, right?
Yeah, is that not exciting or what?
That's crazy.
Mayor Jerry Demings is going to be cutting the ribbon to our sold out expo floor, if I can say that. And we're just so excited to have him. And it's just a testament that he sees the value in the event and that he wants to, you know, his presence there means everything for us. So we're very humbled by that.
Now, we might want to also add this right up front, because we are talking about this thing. And we, while the floor, the expo floor, is sold out, there are still tickets that people can buy and go to this event and take full advantage of everything. And Crystal Parker does it upright. I mean, there's a lot of fun. There are a lot of little adventures that you can go on. You can go to all the places, collect points, and end up with prizes and all that good stuff. I mean, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a program called Passport to Prizes. So every attendee that comes in, they'll get a passport. And if they go around to all the exhibitors and they get their passport stamped, they're entered into a drawing. And the drawing is comprised of prizes that our speakers have donated. And there's some really cool stuff. A lot of consultations and things of that nature that would cost you really hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you were to pay for them. But our speakers are blessing our attendees with that. And a lot of cool stuff. We got an iPad donated. We have all kinds of cool books, gift certificates. So, the attendees are going to walk away like the people of Israel did out of Egypt, man, just laden down with gold and silver, man.
Now, I'm one of the, we are one here at the Shepherd. Well, we're going to be out there.
Yep.
And our booth is going to be powered by the fine folks over at the Timothy Plan. And they're going to be represented along with the Shepherd in our booth. And this is going to be exciting because I'm going to get to talk to a lot of these speakers that you've got, and different attendees as well will be interviewed on my program. So I'll be out there for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, doing programs, recording programs, just like we're recording this one. We're going to be doing that on location. And I did that the last time. And of course, I've done that at the NRB and like CPAC conventions. It's just great to get out in the middle of the floor and talk to people with all the hubbub going on around you. It's a blast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just like I said, it's going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton at SeaWorld. And that's at the end of I Drive down there. And like you said, April 18th and 19th.
My guest today, Eric Floyd from the U.S. Christian Chamber. We'll be back in a moment. This is The Shepherd at Work.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President LaTondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732. 431-0732.
Once again, here is Mike Gillen.
All right, let's jump back into our chat with Eric Floyd, representing the U.S. Christian Chamber. It is so great, man, that this is going on. And on Wednesday of this past week, I was able to have a couple who they're coming as panel discussion members. And it was Keith and Bridget Jenkins. And they live in the Jacksonville area. And they came down, I think, from up north, up around the Baltimore, I believe it was
Maryland.
Maryland,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Around the Baltimore area. And we were talking about that horrible bridge collapse that happened up there. And they were saying, man, we travel that thing all the time. That was really an awful thing. Our hearts and prayers continuing to go out for those families affected up there. But a number of years ago, they felt called to maybe make a move. And then it happened with Bridget's business. Now, she has a ministry. He has a work that he does with like in the car detailing business. But she has a beauty business. And I could tell, well, that's why they needed to come to the Shepherd, because I need all the help they can get. But no, seriously, she worked for years in the malls, like in a number of top beauty chains, and is really, really good at all things makeup, all things what you can do to beautify oneself for the ladies. And that ministry has grown into not just covering ladies, but dealing with self-esteem, the kind of image that one should have as a believer about it. And they do now conferences together. So it's gone way beyond just the realm of makeup or fashion or whatever like that, into the heart. And they deal with the heart, and they really encourage. So their ministry is called Beauty Is. And now Keith is on the board as well and involved with her. But he also still does his other business too. So they're busy, busy, busy. And they drove all the way to Orlando from Jacksonville just to be on our program. And they were a blast.
Yeah. No, they're fire. And Bridget has been very encouraging to me over this whole season. She's really covered me in prayer and kind of been one of my angels in the wilderness. But the panel discussion that's going to happen at the conference on Thursday is the couple you mentioned, Keith and Bridget Jenkins. And then we have Kaylee and Robert Fukui, and they're out of the West Coast over in California. And then Cameron and BJ Arnett. And so those three couples will do a panel discussion on love and purpose. And it's going to be fire, because I've been on calls with all three of those couples. And it's one of those things you can just sit back and glean, and you're going to get a lot of wisdom from them.
Now, have they met each other, these couples that are on the panel?
Yeah, we had a panel call with our moderator, Christina Ruzzi, who is going to be moderating that panel. And it was very, very entertaining. Because you know what, Mike, at the end of the day, when you're around people who love God, there's no downtime. There's no dead air. Because it's like Jeremiah talks about, it's that fire shut up in your bones, mm-hmm. and it just spills out. And these are six individuals who love the Lord. And so I told Christy, I said, you're going to have your work cut out for you to try to reel them in and make sure everybody gets enough time and you can actually ask more than one question. So
yeah, those two, Bridget and Keith, were live wires. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. They were a lot of fun. Yeah. And the things they've seen, the things they talk about, it's the real deal. They both have a great love for the Word of God, and the Lord's really done a work in them as well. Yeah. And that was part of the testimony. So you can listen to that on the podcast for Afternoons with Mike podcast and catch it. Again, that was Bridget and Keith Jenkins. Now, I know you've got lots of other people. You've actually brought a lot of them to my program over the past several weeks. I'm thinking of Andrew Krapuschet, right?
Oh, wow. And they're our Kingdom sponsor. He's the CEO of Red Balloon. And Red Balloon is an organization that takes high quality and valued employees, and they match those employees with companies that share their values. And they're our Kingdom sponsor, and they have sown so much into our conference. And so we're just very, very, I know in my chatting with Crystal, she told me Andrew is an amazing keynote speaker. I mean, you're just outstanding. Yeah. And so I'm really, really looking forward to what he's going to bring to the table.
Well, you know, he is one of these guys, like most leaders of his experience level, they've gone through some hard times. I mean, he has been a successful CEO and really an entrepreneur for a number of businesses, and ended up with this company that he founded in Idaho, the one that you're mentioning, Red Balloon. But, you know, he was a part of the whole Silicon Valley scene with the tech businesses and all of that. He knows what he's talking about, and he's been around like high level, let's just say, employees in this tech industry. And he's brought all of that into this new company that he's doing. But he is different than most of the people that he would have worked with, in the fact that he's just got a heart for God.
Yeah.
And the Lord has given him this idea, and he took it out there, and it's going gangbusters for him.
Yeah, and two, if I can just say too, and I think when you talk to, I have the honor of being the concierge for the keynote speakers, the panel speakers, and the TED style speakers. That's kind of the lane I'm in with the conference. So I've dealt a lot with these speakers, a lot of high profile CEOs, people who are very successful. And let me tell you, Mike, the refreshing thing, and I hope this encourages somebody, so humble. So nice, so giving, you know, willing to give you their time, and you're writing them emails or to their EA or whatever. Hey, we need this, we need that. But, and that's just something I want to say about Andrew and the conversations I've had with him. This is a busy individual, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, just so humble, and just even the last time we were on a call, he was under the weather and just allowed me to pray for him, you know, and everything like that. Because I'll just be honest, if we can we be real for a second? Yeah, the conference is under attack. A lot of our speakers have, a couple of our speakers had to back out, and we had to make some last minute adjustments because of sickness, things going on with their family. So yeah, we're just praying a hedge of protection around everybody, the attendees, everybody involved in the name of Jesus. We are praying a hedge of protection around as we're coming down the home stretch.
Well, that's a good thing to do. And again, that's what makes this conference different than so many other business conferences. You won't go to most of them and hear that kind of talk or hear that kind of aim and goal that we're going to see God glorified. I mean, that is a primary thing. And it doesn't take one long being around Crystal before you're going to feel like, wow, this lady is on fire for God.
I was having a conversation with Anderson Zamora, who is the concierge over our breakout speakers, the other day. And, you know, it's not lip service because I'm serving with her or anything. And I was telling Anderson, because I've worked with Crystal, but now over the last 4 months, I've worked with her, you know. And it's like, I was telling Anderson, I'm like, she is a brilliant woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
she is.
But so kind. And so, I mean, she has encouraged the entire team the whole way. And I was telling Anderson, if I can just be point blank blunt with you, I'm like, she could be out in the corporate world making six figures easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, but she has taken on this assignment from the Lord. And believe me, it has not been an easy one. And she has basically, just like the word talks about, laid down her life, you know, instead of going out and being self-serving and say, I'm going to, you know, get the car and all the money. I'm going to pour all my talents into the kingdom of God in the U.S. Christian Chamber. So she is one in a million, man. She really is.
Well, she grew the Central Florida Chamber and she took over. And here's a date that would not be, let's say, one of your favorite dates if you wanted to have a trouble-free date to kick off like a new thing. She began in June of 2020. Now, what was going on? There's probably nothing going on in 2020, right? I mean, really.
Yeah. Great time to take over an organization when everybody's going to be, say, you can't leave your house.
You're in lockdown.
Yeah.
You're in lockdown. And so one of the very first things that happened under her watch as the president was this lockdown thing that's going on. And yet they found ways and they did ways all within the framework of the law and all of that, that they were able to meet. And there were some smaller meetings that you had to have that social distancing thing that was going on back then. They did that. And, you know, ultimately, by God's grace, the chamber survived the COVID experience and then started coming back. And when it came back, it's now back as big as ever and maybe bigger, and it's really growing. But I'm thankful that she was able to lead through that entire ordeal.
Yeah, I was having another conversation with somebody in the chamber, and the analogy I used is some athletes, there are certain coaches athletes want to play for. Like Lou Holtz, I think, is a good example. Like those play, they want to play for him. And people that Crystal leads, we want to play for her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's
an
intangible that you really can't teach and that not all leaders have. But that intangible quality is going to shine through in this expo because I'm just simply one of the volunteers among a team of many. And we all have our different gifts and talents. But we have wanted to play for her. And I think the quality of that is going to come through. I don't think I know the quality of that will come through at the conference.
Yep. Yep. Now, another guy that's coming in is Rob Motti.
Woo, yeah.
Now, he was on my program recently as well. And he's on The Shepherd every weekend with a program called Faith on the Field.
Yeah.
And Rob is the writer for the NFL at this little small news outlet known as the AP, Associated Press. I mean, yeah. Ever heard of them? Yeah. And that's about all of our time today with Eric. Don't forget, you can listen to the entire program this coming Monday on Afternoons with Mike. Eric Floyd from the U.S. Christian Chamber, my guest today. We'll see you next week right here on The Shepherd at Work.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week for a chat with another marketplace leader who will help you learn how to live your faith in every place you live and work. The Shepherd at Work has been brought to you by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.